Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know I'm proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestring, take off your cuff, please. You wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fire, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put a rug, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I've got to slip up your dinner, sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word.
I'll try it.
I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya. I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep the tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I'll roll over. Baby, I heard you, I'm here to serve you. Love you need, give it, it's my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy.
Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I've got to slip up your dinner, your dessert, and so much more.
Creator, aren't
Testing. I had to play two songs tonight. I'm back behind the scenes trying to get things right as usual. Let me get this microphone in the holder real quick. Oh boy. It's Friday, June 23rd, 2023. And what the hell is this Negro going to talk about tonight? Now, last week, if you was here, it might have been one of my best introductions, one of my realest heartfelt introductions since I started podcasts. Now, I don't remember what I said, but everybody was telling me that it was, some people said it made them cry, some people said it made them happy, some people said they learned something from it. I don't know what the hell I was talking about. I was just keeping it real. And that's what I do. It's so much to go on behind the scenes before the show starts. Like, so much I gotta do. Like, I like to tell people, like, I got three laptops in front of me. you know, backup systems. I'm on two cell phones. I got a headset on. I got two speakers and a bunch of other shit. A bottle of Poland Spring water. A pack of Black and Milds. Some Tito's, of course, as Miles liked to say, and a peace pipe. And what else I got here? And two lighters. Dre liked to say I'm the cleanest man in show business because I take a shower just to do a podcast, but I didn't get to do that tonight. I was running a little late. I'll do that hopefully after the show, even though a lot of people think I'll be, you know, that people be like, you be sleeping by the end of the show. Not all the time. Sometimes. But not all the time. If you listen to my sister podcast last night, it was a pretty good podcast. She left Miles in charge. I give him a C-. I guess he got to see how it was to run up to lead a podcast. It's not easy as you think it is. He was he did his best. He did good. Miles did good. I give him credit. It's not easy doing a podcast. Where are all my people at who be waiting for Friday to get here at 8 o'clock so they could tune in? Because they're not going out to the clubs and we're not going out to the bars. We don't got no dates coming over, no booty calls. What else you want to call them? Booty calls. No striptease, no prostitution, no anything going on tonight. Everybody been waiting for 8 o'clock to get here to tune into the show tonight, and I've been waiting for 8 o'clock, and that's a hell of a thing to know that people waiting for your podcast to come on. And then when I look and I could see, like, I wish you could see what I could see. Like, I could see, like, the phone numbers, you know, and it's like so many phone numbers that I don't even really look at it. If you press 1, your number comes to the top. That's how I know you want to go live. So, a matter of fact, while we're speaking about that, Miss T, the white Shanae, you got to press 1 so I can know your numbers. And Nephew O and Pastor Ruben, all of y'all got to press 1. Because we got a show coming out tonight. We got a pretty good show tonight. I got the white Shanae coming back from last week and Miss T coming back from last week. A lot of people, I accidentally cut the show off. You know, I apologize. So we coming back with them. And, you know, Nephew O and Pastor Ruben, they here every week holding it down. Right before the show, I was on the phone with Dre and Shadi. You know, Shadi got the podcast tomorrow night at 7. And we was talking about, I was going to do this later, but I'll do it now. Dre, my right-hand man, my partner in crime, one of my best friends, more like a son to me. His birthday is tomorrow. I don't know how old he's going to be. I never keep up with his age because he was only given 12 years to live. So he's 40-something now. So he defied the odds. He beat the odds. That's a miracle, baby. That's a miracle child right there. When you've been given 12 years to live and now you're in your 40s, like, every day should be like Christmas. Every day should be a fuck tomorrow's birthday. Every day should be his birthday. But anyway, his birthday is tomorrow. That's a big thing. He take it pretty serious. You know what I mean? Since, you know, the odds, you know, being born with muscular dystrophy and all the shit he'd been through in his life, being confined to a wheelchair since the age of 12, a month in the coma, years without speaking, growing up in the projects, And that's kind of the reason why I wrote his life story. You know, his, you could read his life story. I wrote it. It's on Amazon. It's called the Andre Williams Story. If you ever want to get a good book to read, get the Andre Williams Story on Amazon. It's a great book. Well, anyway, his birthday is tomorrow, so we want to – I'm going to bring him on later and let him talk a little bit and tell you more about what's going on with him and his birthday and his podcast and all that other shit that go along with it. But we got some topics tonight. Oh, man. Everybody been telling me they good topics. Now, these are the first time the topics didn't come from my listeners. These topics came from me. And I want us to debate. Well, we got some men coming on and some men, women coming on. We're gonna say this is the men against the women. We got pick number one. Would you do a threesome to save your relationship or your marriage? Now, hold on. Don't just say, ladies, don't just say, hell no, I wouldn't do that. Because I know that's the first thing to come out your mind. Hell no. Think about it. Would you do a threesome to save your relationship? All women is curious about other women. I believe that. I know that. Women know when another woman got nice breasts. Women know when another woman got a nice ass, pretty skin, sexy eyes. Now, that don't mean you got to do no carpet munching, licking and all that. But you can't tell me that you wouldn't want to rub on another lady's ass or breasts. Just, you know, just to rub on them. Just to see how they feel or something like that. So before you answer that, just think of that. Because a woman's body, that's a beautiful, when God did that, that was perfection. It's nothing like a woman's body. Soft skin, perky breasts, firm ass, long legs. It's nothing like that. So, anyway, would you do a threesome to save relationships? See, but if the ladies were smart, you know what they would say? You would reverse that and say, would your man let you do a threesome with two men and one lady if he wanted to save the relationship? Everybody assumed, because it's more patternable, that it's a woman thinking about two women and a man. But shit, you might want two men and a woman. Who knows? Anyway, on to the next one. Topic number two. Have you ever had sex with someone and regretted it as soon as it was over? I mean, as soon as it was over, as soon as he ejaculated, or as soon as you had an orgasm, or as soon as y'all both was done, did you regret it? I did more than once. I'll tell my story in a little bit. Number three, this is a serious one right here, because everybody have been broke up with somebody or left somebody, or they left them, or the relationship just didn't work out, and then you got back together. And more than likely, you probably had sex with somebody, and or they had sex with somebody, and then you got back together with, you know, the person you was with. So if you broke up with your spouse, your lover, your man, your woman, and you had sex, should you or could you tell them who you had sex with? Play by play. Nah, not play by play. Just tell them who you had sex with. And the fourth topic is a topic from last week that we didn't get to, so I'm getting to it now. What do you prefer, affection all day or sex all night? Or sex all day and affection all night? What do you prefer? It's up to you. And then I had another question I wanted to ask everybody today. What do you prefer? This ain't even one of the topics. This is just something that, what do you prefer? Angry sex or makeup sex? Like, which one do you prefer? Okay, I got everybody press one. I got all my people pressing one. We on point tonight. Yes, we is on point tonight. Let me see if anything else I want to talk about before we bring all the people in. Ah, cheers. I usually go into a rant. I don't really feel like going into a rant tonight before my show, because last week I went into a rant and I wind up talking like 30, 40 minutes. I don't really want to do that tonight. But I do want to say a couple of things. No, I'm going to say one thing. It's two kind of people in the world. It's the givers and the takers. Now you have to find out who is the givers and who is the takers. Because the people who taking, they pretending to be the people that's giving, but they not really. They the takers. Just like people like to say, good people come in last, the good people come in last. But you got bad people just trying to make the good people look like. You got to be careful when you're a good person, because you always got somebody else that's trying to make you look like a bad person while they doing bad. But you're really a good person. But if you ever notice, you got people that's lurking and creeping, that's watching, that's hating, and they trying to make you out to be the bad person while they really the bad person and running around doing all the snaking and all the devious cultivating things and dealing with larceny and their heart and all kind of stuff. But it's really them. We have to beware of them. And it's one more thing I wanted to say. I can't remember right now. Something. I got to think one second. Oh, I know what it was. People, be careful. Be careful of people to you and tell you what other people were saying about you. Be very careful of the messenger. You know what I always say? When people come to me and tell me what somebody else said about me or somebody else was talking about me, you know what I want to know? What I want to know in my mind? Why was they so comfortable talking about me to you? That's what I want to know. I don't give a damn what they said about me. They talked about Jesus Christ. I don't care what they said, what I do, who I am. What I really want to know is, why were they so comfortable talking to you about me? Just some food for thought. That's all. That's all we doing tonight. We giving food for thought tonight. We getting ready to bring the guests in. We getting ready to bring in my co-hosts, and we getting ready to bring in the guests. Everybody know this is the part of the show where last week I couldn't really talk about it. This is the part of the show when I get out here and I'll be like, we got so many listeners and we got so many people on the links. When I come out here and I say ladies and gentlemen and people that love this show, don't forget that we accept donations. There's no other way I could say that. I don't want people to say, oh, he begging for donations or this and that. No, I'm not begging. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. I think of a donations like paying Netflix. And I always say that. If you pay Netflix for entertainment, Hulu, like that, what's a $5 donation? What's a $10 donation to the show? If you see the flyer, you see everything on the flyer, the Cash App, the Venmo, the Zelle, and the PayPal. And people might sit up and they might be saying right now, why should I donate? Why? And I'm going to say, why not? It's entertainment. I'm doing my best. And I want to send a shout out to the people who do donate to the show. Some people call me during the week and ask me for my Cash App and PayPals and all that and say, Jay, I want to make a donation. I love your show. So I want to give a big shout out to the people who do make donations to the show. And I'll bring it up again a little bit later. Because there's nothing wrong with it. Cash App, Cash App, Cash App. Some people get mad when I talk about that, but I'm not gonna never. That's my goal, to get sponsorship and brands and donations and hopefully one day be a syndicated podcast. That's my goal. So everybody should know my Cash App by now. If you don't, just press one and ask me, or my Zelle or my Venmo, and I'll let you know. But anyway, let me bring in my co-host, and then I'll bring in my guest. Let's see, I think it's right here. Nephew, oh, you here? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Nephew O. Oh, I guess that's his number. Oh, we lost him. All right, let's move right along. Let's see who this is, man. 4719. Did you press one? Let's move right along.
I'm here.
Okay, we got somebody. How you doing? Oh, this is the white Shanae, right?
Yes, me.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm all right. What's up? What's the last four numbers of Miss T number? What's the last four?
No, you said it right. I don't know why. She might have not taken the mute off her phone. T.
Okay. What was it?
4719.
All right. Let me try it again. Hold on. 4719.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. We got you. How y'all doing tonight?
Good.
I'm trying to get my. Just hold on one second. I'm trying to get. Let me see who this is. 7783.
Ew.
Who this?
It's Rob.
Rob from where?
PA.
Oh, what's good? What's going on?
Nah, good.
Well, I thought you was one of my I thought you was one of my co-hosts or guests. I'm trying to figure out some numbers. You a first time caller to the show? You a first time caller to the show? Oh, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Do you believe in love?
Yeah, I believe it.
You believe in love?
Yeah.
Why?
To a certain extent.
Why is that? What extent? You in love right now? Are you in love right now? Are you in love?
Yeah.
Okay, we cook it now. All right, let's talk. You got a minute? You want to talk about it?
Go ahead, talk about it.
Now I'm putting you on the spot. This is your first time on the show. But anyway, yeah, I like that. That mean you married? Are you married?
The first female that showed me true love was my daughter, my firstborn.
Oh, I like that. That's real.
You see what I'm saying? Like, having my first daughter changed my life.
Right. That's real love.
And I'm because I'm not going to do to her, that's my life. So I wouldn't want to do to any other female that I wouldn't want done to my daughter. Changed my life around.
So before you had your daughter, then, well, you had different feelings about love.
Yeah,
or women,
I didn't trust females.
Or women.
Women, okay. I didn't really like. I was with, you know, it was like I was married once.
Uh-huh.
We were together 18 years and had kids together. You know, but
18,
I raised her.
18? You said 18?
Yeah. We were together 18 years.
Oh, that's a long time.
Didn't have kids together, but I raised her three. You know what I'm saying? And as soon as we were together 18 years, married 6 months.
Wait a minute. You was together 18 years. You was together 18 years and married 6 months.
6 months.
I mean, what the hell went wrong?
Before our 1 year anniversary, I had my own place of being married. And the first thing was, oh, she always talks shit about her baby's father and that. And the first thing that happened once we separated, or I got my own place, who she get back with?
Oh man, now you done riled me up. See, I was trying to be calm. I was trying to be calm tonight. But now you done riled. Now you done riled the nigga. You done riled the nigga up now with them damn baby fathers and them jailbird boyfriends and. See now, you know,
come on.
I knew it was a reason why I wanted to talk to you. I knew it.
Preach.
Stop. Quit texting me, people. I'm riled up now. Rob done got me riled up. That's the first person she went back to was her ex-boyfriend or baby father.
Ex baby father, they broke up when the boy was 12. I mean, not 12, 2. I raised him until he was 21.
Oh, hell no, man.
As soon as we broke up,
where you calling me from? Where you calling me from? Where you calling me from? Rikers Island?
I'm calling
you supposed to kill somebody.
Yeah. It's just son. You have no fucking idea. For real. Real shit. Yo. So I'm gonna let you know the whole story. We're together, this and that. I ain't like her friends as a friend's as hoes. Her best friend had a baby with the baby's father. So her best friend that she told me was her best friend, their sons were stepbrothers, half-brothers. I'm like, how do you trust in this person? She slept with your husband at the time. But I went along with it. Yeah,
wow.
We could, whatever. So then, after a while, I see her first baby's father showing up. Like, we were going to cookouts. He show up, this and that, and this and that. I thought they was talking about, the oldest kid. Chris. Well, I say, whatever. What the fuck ever. Chris, the oldest one that I raised, she had three kids. So I'm like, whatever. Talk about and start acting funny. I ain't like her friends from the beginning. I knew them from high school. And then I'm like, you can't trust someone that slept with your, this is her second husband, that slept with your husband and had a baby by him. So she's like, no, she changed now. I'm like, no, she ain't changed because deep down I fucked her too. The same one that slept with her old husband. So then all of a sudden we're at parties and that he's showing up. She's like, you're not mad, are you? I'm like, no, he's here to see his son, ain't he? Nah. After we broke up and I got my own place, boom. And then it was like a small town. It was in Wilkes-Barre. I was in Wilkes-Barre at the time.
What's your nationality,
Rob? What's your nationality? I'm black and Puerto Rican and everything. I talk like this because
what was her nationality?
She was a white girl.
You got babies by her too?
No, we never. No, this is the first one. We never had no kids together. That was the one
years. Where is she at right now? Where is she at?
She lives like 40 miles away from me.
Well, guess what? Guess what, Rob? Guess what?
What's up?
I got her on the phone right now. So we're going
to
hear her damn story. Nah, I'm just bullshitting you. Hey, Rob, hold on, Rob. Hey,
yeah.
Rob, don't go nowhere. Stay with us, okay? Don't go nowhere. You got a good story to tell. That's what I'm talking about. We keep it real on this show. Hold on one second. Nephew,
yo.
What's
yes,
good?
Yes, sir.
You
can hear me?
What's going on? Yeah, I can hear you. What's going on with you?
Man, I'm just sitting back, man, listening to this guy's story, man. I think we need to go. We need to put some money on his payphone, man. It sounds like he's talking from righteous, man.
I know he done killed. So he got. She buried in his backyard. We know that. She put the hurt to you.
Yeah, man. That you done put
she
it
put
on.
The hurt to you. Hey, Rob. How old are you, Rob?
I'm 46 right now.
Okay. All right. 46. Where's Pastor Ruben at?
Man, I don't know, man. I don't know what he's doing, man. I hope he all right. He probably tied up.
I didn't know if he pressed one tonight. I didn't know. Because we're going to need a pastor up here tonight. Because we're going to need a pastor here tonight. We about to crucify some what's the name of that? What you want to call?
Holy water.
No, we not crucify. We got women on the line. We got women on the line. White girl Shanae. White Shanae.
Yes, I'm here.
You better save the day because we about to go in on some ratchet hoes tonight. You better
save
the day.
I know.
As
soon as he said that, I knew you was coming from my ass.
We got to go in on some women tonight with them ex baby daddies and them jailbird boyfriends, and we about robbed them.
He's telling you not every female is the same.
Rob done set a fire. Hey Rob, you don't know my story. I gotta tell you later, man. You done set me on fire. You done set me on fire. You talking about a brother that devoted 8 long years of his life to a woman, and something, the same thing happened to you, happened to me. So from now on, I forgot to tell you that everybody who don't know, I am the relationship guru, a.k.a. Mr. Fuck Love, and love don't live here no more. That's who I be, Mr. Fuck Love. And I'm taking all passengers with me. I'm trying to get a train here with everybody to say fuck love, because everybody around here is searching for love, and I don't know why they're searching for love. I'm Scrooge, like, you know, Scrooge for Christmas, bah humbug, I'm Scrooge.
Yeah.
I'm killing all love stories and dreaming of love and people that's wanting love. I'm killing all dreams and hopes of love and happily ever afters. I'm killing all of that. I'm deaf to your mouth. I'm not having it.
We're gonna have to take it easy on Rob. He might still got some sick in his heart.
Hey, where's Miss T at?
We can dump
right
bodies
here.
Up here.
I'm listening.
Hey, Miss T.
Uh-huh.
Did you tell me you was are you married? I forgot last week. You married?
Yes. I'm married.
Oh, you
I'm
are
sorry
married.
I can't join your club.
Oh, you are married?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I remember now because I asked you where he was at, or put him on the phone or something?
Yeah, you said where he at.
Yeah, where he at tonight?
Oh, he just took his friend home.
Oh, he always gone when I want to get him on. He always gone when I want to get him on the phone. Right? Okay, all right. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Don't worry about it. He always gone. He just happened to take his friend home right now. Okay, it's all good. He'll be back tomorrow, right?
He'll be back soon.
All right. Well, anyway, in the meantime, stay on the phone, Rob.
I'm here.
And Pastor Ruben, if you're on the phone, Pastor Ruben, you got to press 1 so I can know you're here, because I won't know. If anybody on the phone lines that want to talk, press 1, because we get ready to get busy right now. Let me start off with you. Who?
That threesome stuff he was talking about, to stay in a relationship.
Oh, you want to talk about that?
Talk. I got stories.
Okay. Well, look at Rob stepping off the curb with a lot of nerve on the Keeping It Real show. Okay. All right. Be careful. We get crazy in here now. Be careful now. You stepping off the curb with a lot of nerve. What say you be? Would you do a threesome to keep your relationship good, since you talking? So a relationship with you would be two men and a woman. A relationship with you would be two men and a woman. Two men. If your woman wanted to
threesome. If I trusted her, I don't know. I'm sorry. You know.
Wait a minute. That was supposed to be a quick ass no. I wouldn't do that shit. A fast ass no.
I'm good. I'm not down to sword fighting if I'm with for the long run. I'm not sword fighting.
I think that was supposed to be a quick ass no. Nah, I'm just.
I thought you was.
Nah, go ahead. I'm joking. Go ahead. Finish. Go ahead. Say what's on your mind. Say what's on your mind. Because say what's on your mind. So, you would if your relationship was on the line and your woman said she wanted to have a threesome with you and another man, you would contemplate that or you would think about that? It's all right if you would.
Hell no.
Who am I?
Nah, I'm good. Nah, I wouldn't. Because obviously she want to be with the other dude. But
how about you, O? How about you, O?
Me personally? Honestly, if that's the case, like, it's going to be double trouble. Like, you know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be two men at the same time. It's going to be opposite of the opposite, and we just going to have to share the room.
But men, we want two women, but we don't want the women to have two men, right?
It don't work like that, though. Every woman that say that she cool with a situation with another woman, she doing that for you. Don't think in your right mind that she don't want the same, but with the opposite.
What you think about that, ladies? Two men and
it'd be
woman.
A no on both ends, whether it's two guys or me and another girl. I can't. To save my marriage, hell no.
I can't have to wait my boss.
How about you, Miss T?
Is that the white Sade name?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
You already knew that would be my answer. Come on now.
No. I say no because I tried it.
You tried it? Hold up.
I'm going to have to
agree. You tried it, Miss T?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
What you tried? You tried two men or two women and a man?
I tried two women. Well, another woman tried to do polygamous. We did the living together. We had our children living together. We tried the whole thing.
That's where you left me.
Y'all was doing the polygamy, polygamy.
Yeah, that's where you messed up.
Yep, and it was.
And it ain't work. It didn't work?
Nope, because he left and married her.
Oh, shit. Well, don't hate the player. Hate the game. he chose her. Don't hate the player.
And the real result to that, to marriage, that flamed out.
Yo, I respect that. At least you was honest. Shit, at least you honest and say he left and went with her and married her. That's about as honest as it could be. Let me tell you something. On my show, I love honesty. Hold on one second. Shadi.
Yo.
What's good?
What's
you in your man cave? You in your man cave?
No, I'm right here. I ain't in no man cave. I'm right here.
Oh, okay. Well, we can't talk then. We can't talk. Let me keep you moving.
What is it, man? You might as well put it out there because whatever it is, she's gonna be going in my ear the rest of the night about it.
Well, why? Why do you have to hide something you're talking about?
I'm not hiding.
Who said that?
That was Miss T, and she right on that.
It ain't nothing bad. I think I even spoke about it before.
Bad. Like, she going to kill him or she going to say, oh, you can't do that no more. I'm saying, like.
That's one of my best friends.
First of all, miss, nobody can tell nobody what they can do. People can't even tell their children what to do. So trying to tell a grown person what to do is out of pocket, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
You ask them, and if they do it, they do it. If they don't, they don't. As simple as that for me.
Yeah, that's my best friend. That's my best friend right there since 50 years of friendship. But, no, what I was getting ready to say was it wasn't nothing. I know wifey right there, but it wasn't nothing bad. It was just that we had went out. We went out one time, I think. You probably know, Sha, what I'm going to say. Maybe not. I don't know. We was at in East Orange, New Jersey. I think we was at Club 88 or some shit. And it was a female there that I was dealing with, and she was there with her girlfriends. I think me and you was there. I don't know what we was doing there, Sha, but we was out partying. Anyway, we sat down. We sat in the booth. Me and you sat in the booth next to each other, and the female I was dealing with sat in the other booth. Her girlfriend was dancing or whatever. Her girlfriend was dancing or whatever she was doing. But I remember, I don't know how the conversation, how we came up with this conversation, but we start talking about fantasies. Now, we in the club, 1 o'clock at night. We start talking about fantasies. Hold up. We start talking about fantasies. Now, the chick that I was dealing with, she wasn't my main female, but I had feelings for her. I guess more than I knew I did. That's back when I believed in love. So for some reason we start talking about fantasies and shit, and then she was sitting across from me and Sha, and she said to me, I asked her what was her fantasy, and she told me her fantasy was to be with two men. She said, my fantasy is to be with two men and one guy. So I was looking at her like, like, bitch, what is you talking about?
Like, don't say that.
and my man Sha D was next to me, and he was kicking my leg like.
Yeah, like, don't stop her. Don't stop her. Yeah. Like, don't stop her. Yeah.
I remember you
spoke on it, but you didn't. I remembered it when you said it, but
I got mad as hell. Yeah. I got mad as hell that that was her fantasy. I was pissed off because me and you was the only guy. We was the only men there. We was the only men sitting in the booth. So I'm like, what the fuck was she trying to say? I got pissed off. So I was like, I'm asking her, like, she like, well, that's my fantasy. You like, you asked me what was my fantasy. But I didn't know you was going to say that. I thought you was going to say, you know, like, you wanted to put on a cowboy hat, or you wanted to be smacked or called dirty names or some shit. I didn't know you was going to say you want to sleep with two guys, and I'm sitting here with my best friend, and we sitting right here. Like, what you trying to say? I just remember being mad as hell with her. Like, I was mad, like I was pissed off. I just never forgot that. All jokes aside, why I brought that up is because you never know what your spouse's fantasy is. Because if you might be a person that you might look at your wife one way, or she might look at you another way, but you don't really know what her fantasies is. You could be with her 10 years, 15 years, and I think I talked about this before. You could be with her 10 years or 15 years, and you might don't even know your wife or your woman like to be choked. You might don't know that she might like to be called dirty names, or she might want you to, I don't know, you know, you don't know. She might want to dress up like act like a stripper, like you're like, you don't know.
So ask her try it. That's how you want to get to know. So try it.
Talk about it.
Me personally, I'm not putting on heels and a dress for a woman.
No, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean you. I meant her. Her putting out heels.
Like
but anyway,
that's
But that was, you know, like, you never know. Like, I'm telling you, this female right here, I had become close with her. I had got feelings for her. And I never would have thought in a million years that her fantasy was to sleep with two men and her. And 9 out of 10 times, if I wouldn't have been jealous and angry, it could have happened. I don't know. But I instead got hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't believe she said that.
But sometimes you have to realize it's a fantasy. Doesn't mean it has to come true. It's just something women think about. I think about, daydream about stupid shit, but doesn't mean it's going to happen. You just think about it. It didn't mean she wanted to do it. It didn't mean she wanted your best friend. She just said, you know, that's something I sometimes think about.
Now, come on now. Now, come on now. Now, we dealing with self-realization. We were sitting at a booth, me and a guy and her. Now, come on now. Do you really think what you really think she just was throwing that in the air?
Yeah.
Nope.
I've had that same fantasy, but I would never do it.
No, you're not going to bring it up in front of two dudes.
Thank you. So I was
But didn't you ask her what she was thinking about?
I mean, later, I went the fuck off. I drilled her later, of course.
No. For her to come off and say that, didn't you ask her what was she thinking about and she said that?
What do you think she was thinking about? She was sitting with two men.
Yeah, he asked her what her fantasy was. That's what he asked her. It's a thing where, okay, you could say you thought about it, but you wouldn't do it. But what happens if you thought about it and you was in a situation where you can make it happen? You don't know. Maybe you would have did it. So it's a fantasy that maybe could have came to reality.
But did she say, "Oh, I want you and him," or she just said, "I think about"?
He cut it before it even got to that. Even if she thought about it, he cut it.
What are you trying to say, brother? He didn't even give her a chance to consider. Inga, you hear that, right, Inga?
She right here.
If all three parties was willing, y'all would have went ahead and did it. Because you cut it short, it didn't happen. But I know my husband, and whatever time you're talking about, if you wouldn't have cut it, he would have been down too.
Nah.
I don't know.
Don't lie now. Keep
that.
It real.
I can't answer that. He got to answer that. Sha, what would you have done?
If you didn't have the feelings that you had for her and it was just somebody else and she said that, you would have went ahead and did it. But because you said you had feelings for her, you didn't want it to happen.
Exactly.
Nah, he wouldn't have did that to me.
Why not? If all parties was willing and ready to do it, why wouldn't he have? What would have stopped him?
Because you know him. You know he would. You know him,
that's
right?
That's why I said, yeah, I know him. I know him, and that's why I said, yeah. If you was down and she was down, y'all would have went ahead and did it. Y'all best friends. Y'all friends. Like, come on. Unless y'all have the relationship where you stopping each other from doing something like that, then that's different. But come on, I know my husband.
She's saying I wasn't the mild mannered individual that I am today. I wasn't always this individual.
Exactly. We was young then. We was young.
Yeah, and the reality is I'm not afraid nor am I ashamed of my past. who I was
right.
then, I'm not that same person now. Yeah, do I have some same characteristics, the things that I felt? It's like build and destroy. You build on what's positive and you destroy what's negative. And things that I've done, you know, I did because I wanted to, because I was selfish, because I didn't care a lot of times. You know what I mean? And not so much that I didn't care about her or her feelings or whatever. It was things I cared about my feelings more. So it's being real, you know, I've known her since I was 20 years old. So I met her since I was 20 years old. So at 20 years old, you know.
I think you were single then, though.
Yeah, I was. That was during the time when you know, we was on a hiatus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I had what we called the Collingwood. You know, I was living at the Collingwood. Yeah, and you know, she pressures me sometimes about my past, and I don't really like to talk about it a lot, but I know if I wouldn't have talked about it now, we'd have been going through it later. So I don't really, you know.
For real?
It's possible. So I wanted to put it out there, and this is what it is what it is. What I did in the past, I'm not trying to live in the past. I'm trying to live for right now. You know, the past, I can't change what I did in the past. All I could do is do differently in the future and in the present. That's what anybody, and that's what women, men, we all have to understand that we hold a person accountable to their past. How do we expect them to change when we keep holding them hostage to their past?
Uh-huh.
Can't hold a person
Preach.
Hostage to their past.
You got to let
people move past the past. I mean, and if you can't lead the past, oh, here she go. Hold on. And if you can't lead the past, then lead the person.
I think that, you know, we both was young then, and I don't know. You know, for some reason, I think I might have been married then. I think I'm the one that was married, and I think she was my mistress, if I'm not mistaken. But some kind of way, I had got too much feelings for her, and I think I was married then. I'm not sure. I can't remember. I don't think I was single. I don't know. I can't remember. But all I know is that it shocked me when she said that her fantasy was to sleep with two men. And more than likely, she probably did it with somebody else. You know, and it never happened that night.
Do you wish that you did?
Do I wish that now? I still don't wish that it happened because I had feelings for her. So I still don't wish that it happened. It ain't like me and her ended on bad terms. Like, I just had feelings for her, and I just had feelings, and so I don't wish that it happened because I mean, like I said, I knew Shadi since we was nine, so we done did some of everything together in our life, and just like any friends have. So it ain't like that was nothing. Never mind. But anyway, we done been around the corner a couple of times, and like I know his wife since we all was young. She a beautiful person. They great together. She know I'm always crazy telling jokes, and I like to laugh. Like Ingrid and Just Our, another one of our friends, Just Our wife, Maxine, them two coolest with me ever. Ingrid and Maxine, I had fun with them telling them stories about Justin Shaw, like good stories, you know what I mean? But you can't forget one thing, that ladies got stories too. But see, y'all don't tell y'all stories like men do. But ladies got secrets. Ladies got secret stories too.
Miss Tita.
Ladies
don't
got secret stories. They just don't tell them. Who said that?
I do. I'm not ashamed of anything.
Okay, tell us something that you did that you shouldn't have did that you're not ashamed of then. Or matter of fact, tell us, have you ever had sex with somebody and regretted it as soon as it was over?
Yeah.
Yo.
Who said that?
I'm not even gonna go
wait
there.
Hey Rob, wait a minute now, Rob. You must know these ladies now, Rob. You know them, Rob? Keep it real.
No,
you don't know them.
Neither one of them. Nah, I'm
said,
good.
You know them.
I ain't have sex with neither one of them.
I think you know them because when she said that, you choked. You got choked for a minute. You like
because you know why? Because a lot of females don't like to talk about shit they've done in the past. A lot of females, and I see it too. They'd be like, "Oh no, I've never done nothing like that. Oh no, I don't do stuff like that. That's bullshit."
But
every woman, especially ones that's listening, know I'm right. They trying to take that shit to the grave. But trust me, them skeletons is gonna pack that casket. They done it.
Amen.
See, and
I'm
that's
what
with
a lot of people
said.
I regret it. I woke up like,
what
oh,
you just
no.
Said.
It's not even
and
about
just
waking
said.
Up
what
the next
said?
Morning.
Say,
I have slept with
Hold
somebody
on.
And literally seconds later was like, what the fuck did I just do?
I've done that. I'll tell you a story. I met a guy through a friend, an old friend of mine. And I was lustful. I was young, in my 20s. And I guess you can say mistress I was, because he was getting married. And she didn't find out until after the wedding, because I showed up to the wedding. Like, I kept my invitation and everything. And it was, like, regretful, but it was, like, worth it. So it was like I was stuck in between, like, damn. Like, I shouldn't be doing this, but fuck it.
You went to – hold up. Time out. You went to a wedding of a guy getting married and you were sleeping with him?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a goddamn shame.
Yeah.
You blankety blank. We need some sound effects, Dre.
It wasn't even worth it, but I was young and like lustful, so it was like kind of worth it. So it was like whatever.
See? Women got everything.
But why did you go to the wedding? Well, anyway, forget about you. What was up with him? So did you continue to mess with him after he got married?
No.
Okay, well, at least he went straight. He went straight after that.
No, he
but
didn't.
How did you get
he
to
was
the...
messing with somebody else.
Is that Rob you talking about? Rob, I think that's you they talking about, Rob. Now, is that Rob?
Yeah,
oh, damn it, that's you, Rob. Damn it, that's you, Rob. Yes, it is. That's you, Rob. That's a damn shame.
No,
hold on, everybody. Oh, rest in peace. Hold on, everybody. Hold on.
Where you going?
I ain't going nowhere. 9318, you live.
Peace, Jay, how you?
Hey, Peace, what's going on? Who this?
J. HBO, man. This listening in and in Woods over here, hearing you over there chopping it up.
Oh, B.O. calling in from Atlanta.
Indeed.
We got another married man on the line, ladies. We got another married man on the line. Right?
They don't want to talk to me.
No, we gotta have the real. We gotta have the married. Were you on the road? You on the road? I know you're a truck driver. You on the road?
Nah. I'm just chilling. Just came from the store. I said I'm checking in with Jay.
Where wifey at?
She at the rest.
Okay. All right. Oh well, yo, you always check in with me, man, all the time. What's the weather like in Atlanta?
It's like 77 out here right now.
Oh, you heard Sha Dion?
Yeah, I heard him a little bit. I said, damn, Jay, what you doing over there, man? Let the guy chill with his queen, man.
You know I'm hating. You know I'm hating on love. I'm hating.
Never that, Jay. I already know better than that, but I know where you're coming from with it.
You know, me. Wait a minute. Yeah, me and my wife came to Atlanta. We came to your house, right? Yeah, we did, right?
Indeed. Yeah.
Yeah, we looked like a happy couple, didn't we?
Word to God, I was so happy to see y'all, man. That shit happy,
man.
Yo, because
we was in love, man. We was in love, man.
That's what I saw. Anyway,
no,
that's what
it,
I thought
say
I
it,
saw.
Say it,
like,
say it, say it. Say it. That's what you thought.
Yeah, that's
love.
What I thought. I'm like, damn. Yeah, man, you know, knowing both of y'all mutually. You know what I mean? That shit was great for me. I was like, damn, this is peace right here. Like, you know what I mean?
I took her to Atlanta.
Yeah, like,
we went on a vacation to Atlanta and stopped at your house and went all over. We was in love. I don't know what happened, man. I guess it
hey,
was.
Sometimes you just grow out. You just grow out, man. Grow apart from each other. It happens.
I don't know. She told me. She said, Jay Sean, it's not you. It's me. And I said, what the fuck do that mean? It's not
that
you.
That means it really
come on,
was her.
Come on, Jay. You know,
right?
Jay, you know you let him down easy at least once with that lie.
What?
I said, you know you let him down easy at least once with that lie. I said, you let him down easy at least once with that lie. It ain't you, it's me.
That's what she said. She said, it ain't you. She said, Jay Sean, it's not you. I don't never want you to think it was you. She said, I don't never want you to think it was you. It was me.
Word,
it was me.
Word.
And I was like, yo, what the fuck do that supposed to mean? Like,
I thought I was the man.
What it mean, B.O.?
It just mean, like, look, our season is over. You know what I mean? That's all it means, you know. Some people come into your life in seasons, you know what I mean? Like, they just got a certain period of time, and motherfuckers like milk, they expire, you feel me? So, you know, once that expiration come about, ain't no need to...
Everybody fuck with me, I make them famous, man, you know? I had my movie in the movie theaters, you know? I had a movie that I wrote in the movie theaters, you know? She shined with me on the red carpet. You know what I'm saying? All the good shit. You know what I mean? All the bad. Nah. You know what I really think happened, though? I keep it real. Other than the obvious, females, sometimes they're attracted to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was attracted to a title. She was attracted to, like, Jay Sean, the fast Jay Sean, like, all the girls fucking with Jay Sean and chasing Jay Sean, and he fast, and you know what I'm saying, like, and then when I got married, I tried to slow it down and become like a couch potato, and I became boring, you know what I mean, like a family man. I think I should have kept running the streets, and being fast and get fast money and all that. You know, I think I got boring.
She was attracted with the Kendall.
Yeah, she was attracted to the title. I got boring. I
totally get it, Jay. I think we all been there, man, from our hood anyway, you know, from being being five
long,
citizen
long,
and all
long,
that.
How long you been married? How long you been married, B.O.?
It's 96, beloved.
Damn. Ooh.
Damn. That's the year I graduated.
Yeah, 96, man. Shit, what, almost 20, almost 30. Shit.
Yo, but listen, you've been through some, B.O. married to my cousin. B.O. married to my cousin. B.O. is married to my real cousin. Me and B.O. wife, our grandmothers and sisters. So he really married to my real cousin. But you had a lot of hard times, ups and downs, right?
No doubt about it. No doubt
about
it, Jay.
That's what makes you strong. That's what makes you stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Working through it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let nobody tell you no different. The best thing
to
do.
Some people don't
want to
work through it. Some people don't like hard work.
So,
it's the easy road.
So,
you can't work through it if you got everybody.
I heard the door slam. You getting ready to go in the house?
No, I was just getting out the car.
Were you home or were you at the store?
Yeah, I just pulled up at the rest.
Put wifey on the phone then.
I ain't go in yet. I will in a minute. I ain't go in yet. I just got out the car, Jay.
y'all could trust Jay. I'm not gonna. But anyway, I want to ask Wifey something. Not none crazy. You know, I ain't not on that.
It's all good. I'm about to go in the rest right now, man.
I can't fuck up with you because you let me stay at your house when I come to Atlanta. I can't mess up with you. I don't want you saying that. Jay Sean can't stay here no damn more. What colors don't wash the machine, Theo?
Like burgundy looking.
Yo, this nigga got some nice ass washing machines and dryers. Like they pretty as hell. They sexy. You ever seen a sexy washer and a dryer? He got a sexy washing machine. Eagle green. No, that
Rob.
Ain't sexy. We talking about a sexy washing machine.
No,
Jay, she knocked out.
She knocked. Oh, now
he
said he
wants
to actually come
to
be on the
Miss,
show.
Miss T husband went to take somebody home. Now your wife.
No, he
knocked
in the
out.
House.
Shadi's wife, the only person is home.
No,
I mean,
he's not
available.
No, he I told you he came home.
Hey, Jay, this is your cousin.
Who this, Todd?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, cuzzo?
Nothing much. How are you?
You live on the radio.
Oh, okay.
I just was telling them you got some sexy washing machine and a sexy dryer. Like, that's a sexy washing machine.
Well, thank you.
And y'all let me stay the night and sleep in the living room on a I forgot. I was on a something. What I was on something. I can't remember. No, that's when I came out there by myself. That's when I came by myself. And then your girlfriend saw me and left because she didn't like me, right?
Which one was that one?
Remember the big girl? No, I'm just joking.
Remember
I said she left because I came?
Oh, yeah. But she had to go.
He said it wasn't like that. You said it wasn't like that. I know. No, I just told B.O. supporting the show. I just told him to put wifey on the phone. I said, everybody, this is my real cousin now. Our grandma, her grandmother, and my grandmother were sisters. When I come
That's
to
right.
Atlanta, they let me stay at their house.
That's
so before,
right.
I ain't gonna keep you up because I know you're getting your sleep and everything. Shadi and Ingrid on the line too. But before I let you go, you know I still gotta ask you a question before I let you go. What is better, angry sex or makeup sex? Why wouldn't I say sex? Once you say sex, everybody go on the defense. Like it's just SEX, self-save equality unknown.
I'm not on the defense. It's just funny because I'm like, okay, which one is better?
If you don't answer it, I'm gonna ask B.O.
Okay. It just depends. It depends on how mad you are. With both, it just depends.
Ask B.O. What's better, angry sex or makeup sex?
Jay Sean said, what's better, angry sex or makeup sex?
Oh shit.
Hold on.
Nigga, you ain't been married that long now. Come on now. What's better, angry sex or makeup sex?
I'm gonna go with the makeup.
Why?
Crazy. I'm gonna go with the makeup.
But why?
You know, I'm about to tell you, love. Yep. The makeup, you're going in, you wholeheartedly sincere. You don't want to fuck up your relationship. You know what I mean? You try to be focused, and you really showing that true, genuine compassion, man. How to make up for your fuck up. You know what I mean?
So you with the makeup.
You could also have passion while having angry sex.
Not me.
No, you can't. Nah, make that sex is done.
There can be some passion, I'll tell you.
I like
makeup sex, because the makeup sex, that's done and over with real quick.
I like the angry what? Sex. I like the angry sex.
Yes.
I'm pulling your hair. I'm choking you. I'm biting you. I'm throwing you. I'm flipping you. You know, angry. I'm pounding you. You know what I'm saying?
You're getting all types of different kind of emotions when you're doing angry sex.
I'm angry.
Yeah, y'all can have that though.
No, he has makeup sex is nice, but
I just don't think the two go together. Angry and sex. I don't think they go together.
Because
if I'm angry, the last thing I'm thinking about is having sex with you.
That's the point of it, B.O. That's the point.
Nah, I'm missing that ship though, Jay. I ain't biting on that one.
You need to ask your husband this question.
I agree with B.O. on that. If I'm angry, I ain't trying to have no sex. I ain't no that's
exactly.
When you were in
you're
grammar school and high school and all that kind of stuff. Now, when you're a child and all that, you can do that angry sex.
Hold up. We got the two married men said they ain't with the angry sex.
Nah, not at all.
Be careful.
Not at all.
Wifey might like the angry sex. Now, be careful.
How,
are you afraid of the challenge?
I would prefer makeup sex.
Don't nobody want to get beat up while they
trying
to make
up. Makeup sex. Who
said that?
Makeup
sex. I said that.
Music. You doing all that stuff.
Ingrid,
the proof of
yeah.
Why?
I prefer makeup.
Oh, you prefer?
Yeah.
Why?
Exactly.
Because at least I
hold
know
up, y'all.
Do.
Hold up, hold up, hold up, y'all. Hold up.
At least with makeup sex, we done been through what we done went through. At least with makeup sex, we still together. We know we still into each other. Angry sex, like, I don't even know what that means, because if I'm angry at you, I don't want to have sex with you.
Exactly. I agree with her.
I feel like I could take you at that point.
All of y'all saying y'all never had sex with somebody and was angry with them.
No, I told
that
you
can't
in
be
younger
true.
Days, in younger days, in the younger
nah,
days
I,
where, you know, then
I never
they
did that.
In the younger days where, but as a grown married man, if we angry, we got to work through why we angry. Before we can, you know, so that's why it's makeup sex. We got to, because if we angry, come on, we don't know if we gonna stay together. We angry,
right?
To talk about
exactly.
it after it's done.
Yeah. So after,
no,
I'm angry. So it's nothing to talk about. I gotta regain my composure, and sex not gonna help me regain my composure.
Indeed. Now, those that are controlled by their loins, that's a different story.
Yeah.
Who?
But makeup
yeah, that's
sex is
who?
Like y'all first.
Controlled
heard.
By who? If you control by your loins, you know what I mean? Your testosterone, your sex, your tool. That's how you, you know what I mean? If that's what defines you, then so be it. You know what I mean? But my thing is this. I come from an era of building and destroying, man. I try to build positive and destroy negative. So if we angry, we ain't going to take it to where we supposed to be building that. You know what I mean? And how can I put it? Diluting, mixing, and tampering with something that's pure. I ain't trying to do that.
True.
I'm beating it up angry.
That's cool. That's your diet.
What works for you. There is no one size fits all. What works for you may not work for somebody else. So if you
damn
and your
sure
partner is good with that, then that's cool. If
the
it's not, then
is,
it won't work.
Right.
Do you prefer angry sex or makeup sex?
Don't mind if you hear my boxer barking in the back.
Who?
What's the difference? Come here.
Now I really appreciate
like angry, like,
everybody.
Beat you up,
sex. I really
makeup,
appreciate
like,
that.
I think
makeup
sex is
I really appreciate
makeup
that.
Sex.
Makeup
sure.
sex. I think everybody's gonna agree with makeup sex.
Yeah, because you put everything in there to make up your back
Miss
where
T.
you was.
Miss T, you said that was your husband.
Yeah,
that was your husband. If so, have you and him ever broke up before and got back together?
No.
Okay.
I tried to break up with him before, and he said no.
Well, that's a good thing. Nothing wrong with that. But look, if you and him broke up, right, and ask him if you and him broke up and he had sex with somebody else, would he tell you who the person was?
Bang. He said if we were to break up, right,
uh-huh.
and you were to sleep with someone else,
uh-huh.
would you tell me?
Would I tell you?
Yeah.
If you ask, I'm not gonna lie to you. Exactly. I agree.
What'd he say?
He said if I asked him, he would tell me. He won't lie to me.
Goddamn,
you got a good man over
what's
there.
The ground, what's the grounds
what's
of him lying and telling the truth if y'all ain't together?
Say,
it ain't really nothing to get
from?
Busy.
Where you from?
That's
where
he
the
said
hell he from?
We broke him up. Ain't
where
no
where
is
he
now.
From? Where is
Patterson.
He from?
Who? Another planet.
He from Patterson, too.
Where he from? He from Patterson.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
No, ain't nowhere in the world.
Another planet.
Ain't nowhere in the world he from Patterson, and he telling you he cheated and who he slept with and when he broke up with you. He from, where, West Patterson?
Nah, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that.
I was going to say Totowa.
What part are you from? I said,
yeah,
what
yeah
part
he might as well say
from?
Totowa. He from West Patterson.
Where he grew up at?
He's a Fort Ford.
Street.
Say
oh,
words.
Yeah.
Right.
And now he live in PA? Put him, up, put
yeah,
him on the phone. Put him on the phone.
Wanna, I don't
put him on the phone. Put him on the phone for a minute.
Yo, I don't believe that.
Put him on the phone for a minute.
He got his father is older.
No, put him on the phone.
What's wrong with PA?
Hold on.
Just for a minute.
Bang.
I don't believe that hype right there.
She got the bay. She hitting him with the bay. She hitting him with the bay. The bay. Ah, I'm hitting him.
Yeah.
Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's good, bro?
What's going on, man?
Nothing, just chilling, man. You from the Fourth Ward?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm born and raised in Patterson too.
Oh shit!
But if you
likewise,
how old are you?
37.
Okay, you're still young, but that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, you like my nephew.
No, I respect.
How far are you going back though?
So if you and your woman broke up, and you would tell her if you would tell her. If you cheated and who you cheated with?
He ain't cheating. They broke up, Jack.
Exactly.
I mean, to be
oh, and if we broken up,
if you married and you break up, and you cheat, you don't think that's cheating?
Nah, it ain't
well,
cheating because you
well,
broke
of course
up.
That's cheating because you're not fully divorced. You're not divorced. You're only
you
separated. You're still on
man,
paper as married.
But knock
but at
off.
The same time, hell yeah, I'm going to tell her.
Knock it off, man.
I don't believe that.
Yo, I'm glad he was on the other side of town. Him being a code D, that would have been nasty.
B.O., you don't believe him, B.O.?
Hell no.
He would.
B.O. from Patterson, too, but he in Atlanta. B.O.
from Patterson,
he in Atlanta now. B.O. from Patterson, he in Atlanta. Shadi from Patterson, he in North Carolina. A nephew O from Patterson, he in South Carolina. Everybody on here migrated from Patterson.
Yeah, well, once his uncle died, he left. Like his uncle from Patterson died.
Okay, well we know what he would say. What would you say then, Miss T? If you and him broke up and you cheated, what would you do if he asked you? What would you do?
I can't answer that question.
She ain't
gonna say shit. She's gonna do exactly what a woman does. She's not gonna tell me.
Yeah, she's
stepping.
Why would you tell?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Did your husband just say? Did your husband just say that you wouldn't tell him shit, but you would? He would tell you. I know he didn't just say that. Did he just say that?
Yes, he did.
Was that him?
Yes, he did.
I just want to
tell
him.
Yeah, we all heard it.
No, I ain't going to tell you.
Oh my God! Now come on.
Oh, 125.
I'm gonna take him. I'm gonna. Y'all gonna make. Now I gotta. Now I gotta smoke.
That's why you're not gonna tell the truth.
Okay.
Now
right.
I gotta
got
smoke
points.
Some weed.
Got...
I was just drinking. Now I gotta smoke some weed.
Hey Jay,
I
don't
do domestic like that.
And
he was sincere.
He was sincere with that.
He said he would tell you. He know you wouldn't tell him. Don't change
no,
it around.
But he made a valuable point though. Because I wouldn't tell
what
him
point he made.
Exactly what he said because. I'd probably move on faster than he would.
Wow. Oh, my
Yo,
God.
You know,
stop, you know what's crazy?
And you laughing while you're saying that?
Listen, I tell my friend the same thing. Life doesn't
no,
stop
I think
he
from,
whole
I think
body.
He from the, I, think he, I think he's from the 14th.
Oh, let
I think he's from
up,
the 14th
up.
Ward. He's from the 14th
stop
ward.
The press.
Let me ask you, at the end of the day, one thing about a female, y'all know before y'all even gonna leave your dude if y'all gonna cheat on your dude because you're already talking to the nigga before you step out the house. So that's cat with everybody saying with that shit.
Men do it
still
too.
Don't
they
change the narrative though.
No, but
like, that's crazy. It's like he gonna tell her, he gonna confess, but she ain't going to the confession booth.
Right.
That's crazy as fuck.
Right. So, but what do you mean that he won't move past it before you do? I don't explain that to me.
Because I feel like time waits for nobody. I'm not going to sit and cry over spilled milk. It's spilled. I'm just going to walk past it.
Damn.
I don't have time. I don't have patience. If it's not going to work and you're not going to be with me, I don't give a shit.
Mic drop.
I'm sorry. The truth hurts, but that's how it got to be. My sanity, my health, and my love has to come before anybody.
What's your husband's name? First, one thing. What's your husband's name?
BJ.
BJ. Okay, hold up. B.O., you had something. I mean, Omar, you had something to say?
Yo, listen. Nephew Omar. So, look. One thing. You see, everybody forgetting about, she just simply said that she can leave him just like that if he step out or whatever. So, at the end of the, a woman, she, the thing about a female, she going to be over you. By the time she walk out, he was getting over you throughout the whole time she was with you. So the men, we left to heal them hearts after she gone, because we ain't that damn smart. I'm just going to be honest with you.
No, don't put me in that.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just being real.
Listen, I'm
like
not,
most
listen,
people.
I'm not trying to sound harsh, and I'm not trying to sound heartless. I'm
hey,
just
it is what it is. We keeping it real.
Stressing and crying don't, that shit don't. What is it gonna do? If I'm crying for months.
Everybody
what
cry. Cut it out. Now you're going too far. Everybody cry. Cut it out.
Yeah.
Why? For what? What is it gonna do?
Yo,
you
gonna
let
cry.
Me tell you something. This is right. I'm a Marine, an ex-Marine. Me and my ex-wife were together 18 years, married 6 months. The whole time I was used to that. We broke up, had my own place. At one point, I had my 9mm Smith & Wesson gun in my mouth. My girl left me. No matter we were married 6 months or whatever, but I was used to that lifestyle. What saved my life, my sister walking in my house that day. Don't think dudes go through it? Yeah, they do. Because women hurt dudes more than you guys know.
That's a fact.
It's
but
true.
Know
that
why?
Was the first time
men put too much faith into women.
Overseas and everything else, thinking of killing myself. Because I was with that woman.
So you don't think you hurt, and you think that you can go out, all right, it's good, it's good. He'll be all right. He'll find someone else. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I was fucking mad. No. At the point of the time, but I wasn't with that woman that I was used to being with. But that, I had one bullet in the gun, and I was going to blow it up. That's what saved me. My sister walking through the house, and now what saves me now is my daughter. So you don't think you have stuff on men? Men cry. They will never show it. Real male, whatever he is, will never
Alpha
show
male.
It. But they will show it. They will show it. They cry. Men cry more than women, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go that far, but okay.
Right.
Brother, we got you, though, man. We're going to pray for you, brother, for real.
Nephew O.
Yeah, come on, Jay. Talk to me.
Nephew O, where's Miss North Carolina? We ain't heard her in a while.
She probably got a listening ear. She probably on here.
Okay. All right. Wait. Hold on one second. Well, everybody hold on. Pastor Ruben, you here?
Yes, I'm here.
There you go.
Pastor? I've been listening all the time.
We've been sending
just
all
like
night.
A pastor.
We've been sending all
I've been,
night.
I've been listening.
He said the phone was too hot for him to touch the button.
we've been out here sending all. Listen, hold on, because it's 9:42, right? So I want to let everybody know at 10 o'clock. For everybody who might be on the link, you have to call in before 10, because at 10 it's gonna cut you off if you're not on the phone. But if you're on the phone, you okay? We can go past 10. Because somebody just texted me and said they had to jump off for a minute, and I told them, you got to jump back on before 10 o'clock, or you won't be able to get back on, because at 10 o'clock, that's when we get juicy. If you're on the phone lines and you want to make a comment or you want to say something, you got to press 1. You might want to give a shout-out, just give your opinion. Or just try out one of the topics, you know, press 1. You know, on my show, we ain't doing nothing but having a good time. It's a dope conversation, you know what I mean? And that's all we doing up here. We going to take a quick break. Don't forget, y'all, what I said earlier about the donations. Like, I appreciate the donations. I think I got one or two that came through. You know the Cash App, $, JASHONJ. You know what I'm saying? Like, donations, you know, and the people that sent in the donations, I appreciate that. I thank you. But I'm saying, if you want to send in a donation through the Cash App, if you've seen the flyer, I got the Zelle up there, I got the Venmo, and I got the PayPal. But the easiest way, I think, is the Cash App. If you want to send a $5 Cash App, a $10 Cash App, you know, because we going on and on. I see all the people on the phone lines are just listening. Press 1 and join the open forum. You know what I mean? And send a donation in. And if you don't know how to send it in, press 1 and I'll take you behind the scenes and show you how to send a donation in. No donation is too big and no donation is too small. So what we going to do right now, because I got to go to the bathroom, I'm going to take play a quick song, and we going
to
come
back. We might
have
to do a bikini fundraiser, man.
A bikini fund. We going to come back with Miss T, Miss T, White Shanae, Rob, Nephew O, Shadi, Ingrid, Miss T husband. I think Dre is on the line too live now, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Dre, you live? I
think I opened up Dre's phone. And Pastor Ruben, we're gonna talk to Pastor Ruben when we get back too, because he's been MIA the whole damn show. So we gotta talk to Pastor Ruben. So we're gonna be right back.
Come on.
And if White Shanae, you better call back in before 10, because if it's 10 o'clock come, you can't call in. And that's how I cut the show off last week. I'm not cutting the show off this week. So Miss T, you better make sure that she call in before 10. When we come back, we got more topics to discuss. Affection all day, sex all night. Would you do a threesome to save your relationship? Have you ever had sex with somebody? I got to tell you my story about that when I get back. Have you ever had sex and as soon as we was done, you regretted it? I'm going to tell you that story when I get back. And we got a lot of shit to talk about when we get back. It's only 9:45, you know what I mean? We going all night. We going all night till I fall asleep tonight, you know what I'm saying? But listen, donations, Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, and PayPal. Everything is on the flyer. If you don't know it, the easiest way is the Cash App. That's the easiest way. $JASHONJ. So right now, we're going to go to a quick song, and then we'll be right back with some more crazy shit. I'm with the shit tonight, for real. I'm with the shit. I got some chocolate. I got some Tito's. I got everything here. I'm all alone. I'm hating on damn love. Ain't that some shit, nigga? Hating on love.
Hating on love.
Mr. Fuck Love. Love don't live here no more. Mano e mano. Love. I'm keeping my heart in my chest. No more love. Yo, we be right back after this song, everybody. Be right back.
Bye.
Welcome back. If you wouldn't be here, where else would you be? Dre, you on the line? I'm trying to get the birthday boy on the line.
Happy B-Day, Dre.
Dre.
I don't know if you can hear me, Jay.
I don't know which Jay. Yo, Dre.
He probably getting them some, Jack.
who knows where Dre is? Hold on. Let me see who on the. Let's see who on the. 1202, you live.
Hey, Jay Sean. Hope
hey,
all
what's
is well.
Up, Latoya? What's going on?
Everything is all good. I'm well. Thank God. How was your father's day?
It wasn't that good. Somebody was supposed to cook me a Father's Day breakfast, but they overslept. It turned into a big thing, like, I mean, a real big thing. Like, I made a big deal out of it. It wasn't a point that, because I don't really celebrate holidays, because I don't believe in Father's Day. I believe it's Father's life. You know, every day is Father's Day. Like, every day when you're a father, you're supposed to further somebody's education to a higher stage of elevation. So I don't really deal with that Father's Day. But anyway, I made a big deal out of it. And I wanted to do the Father's Day breakfast 2 days later. But, wait a minute.
Jay, peace,
wait
brother.
Drake, who that?
Leon.
Hey, what's good, Leon?
What's going on, brother? I just wanted to come on real quick and invite all the men that you got on the line, come on my show on Monday at 6:45, and bring their significant other with them. It's a men's support group.
Well,
Tell them about it. Yeah, I got an all men's support group called the King's Roundtable. I decided to open it up to the ladies. It's going to be very informative. Come on out. I ain't going to disappoint you. It's going to be, like I said, it's going to be very informative. So come on out. I think the ladies should be involved for one reason and one reason only. And so that's why I decided to open it up to let them come on out. 520-525-8633, 6:45. Hope everybody
wait,
can
get,
make it.
Wait, hold on.
Leon, repeat that number again.
Call that number. Give us that number again.
520-525-8633.
Okay, and when is the date?
Monday, the 26th, 6:45.
Okay. We gotta support each other. And that's real.
Yes, sir, brother. That's right.
That's how we got to do it.
Big O, what's going on, Big O?
What up, Leon?
What's going on?
We got everybody out here.
Man, I can't call it, man. Thanks for the support tonight, my G.
Hey, Leon.
Yes, sir, brother.
Leon. You know, I let you come on my show. I let you promote your show. But you know I'm not going to let you go without hitting you with a topic. was fair.
Come on.
Leon said, come on with it, shit.
Come on. Yeah, come on. You know how I do, yo. I'm going to keep it real straight.
Affection.
I was up your way today too, brother.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I came up to North today.
Oh, okay. Prefer affection. Like say like affection all day, or sex all night, or sex all day and affection all night.
I want the affection.
Affection?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because that's going to turn into sex anyway.
Right.
But I've never had affection.
Me too. I'd rather have affection too. Good answer, for real. Some people might want the sex all day, but I'd rather have the affection because it's a lot of stuff that come along with the affection.
No doubt. The sex. Yeah, that sex thing is just what it is. It's just going to be sex. It's going to be nothing connected to it.
Exactly.
Some people like that. Some of us want the connection. I like the connection.
That's right. And that's grown. That's a grown man talking. All right, so look. Thanks for calling in. Stay with us if you ain't doing nothing. Because we getting ready to get into the late night hours.
Dre's not on.
I'm trying to get Dre on now. It's his birthday tomorrow.
Yeah. Tell him I'm Dre. If you don't come on.
What's up?
Oh, there you go.
Dre, what's going on? I just want to say happy anniversary on the date of your birth, 0.9.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
Do
you know what that means,
brother?
Do you know what that means?
Oh, Leon talking. Go ahead, Leon.
Do you know what that meant when I say happy anniversary? Do you know what it meant when I say happy anniversary on the date of your birth, 0.9?
I'm sure you had your own way of explaining it, so why don't you let me know?
First of all, I don't say happy birthday to anybody because the day your birthday falls on changes every year. But the date never changes, neither does the year. So it's the anniversary of the date of your birth. And your birth date is when the time that you were born. So say, you know, they man always say woman after 12 is the next day. That's not true. It's never true. And so if you were born at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when the anniversary starts. So I always say happy anniversary on the day of your birth. Now, I just added the 0.9 because I'm giving all the goddesses their props. 0.9 means your mom carried you for 9 months. So I'm giving them props right from the door.
Yeah, I used to do that too.
That's
peace. On my own anniversary, I usually thank my mom also because without her, it's like her day too. You know what I'm saying? Because the day she gave birth. You know what I'm saying?
So that's why I say 0.9. Yep, that's why I say 0.9 behind it.
Cool. Well, I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, yo, I'm just.
Yo, happy born day, my G. Dre in the building, man. What you sipping on tonight, man? You keeping it kosher tonight?
Yeah, I'm chilling right now, man. Sorry, just fighting along.
Man, I ain't mad at you, man. I'm going to celebrate with you, man.
Appreciate that. All right.
You already know.
What's up, bro?
Lisa said happy birthday, too.
appreciate that. All right, sorry about you. All right.
We trying to get some trying to see if we can get some about six strippers to come through butt naked for his birthday. Give a couple of lap dances, you know what I'm saying, and make it do what it do. I don't got connections like that no more. I retired from that life, so anybody know got any connections to some big booty, big breast strippers? We trying to get six of them to come through.
I'm just
trying to get six of them
to
come through tomorrow.
Right.
Joe, you got a reference?
Today is very special, cause so tomorrow is only very special, cause you know it's a lot of us not here, and you know we lost a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? And to reach a milestone of 47, knowing that my background, where I came from, my disability. You know what I mean? To see all my accomplishments being disabled, it means a lot. You know what I'm saying? I hope it means a lot to other people. It gives other people confidence that doctors ain't always right. You know what I'm saying? And God is real and God is powerful. So,
can I ask you a question, brother?
What's up, bro?
I just want to ask you a question about a statement that you just made. You made a statement that you was disabled, right? What makes you disabled?
Nah, I got Jay, you want to do that?
Yeah.
Jay, you want to explain that about the Andre Williams story?
What makes him disabled, Jay?
He's not.
I want him to explain it.
Well, he got to explain that.
Well, yeah, because he used the terminology, so I just wanted him to explain to me what makes him disabled.
Basically, in Andre Williams, I have muscular dystrophy since the age of 5 years old.
Let me explain something to you, brother. You're not disabled. You have a different ability, and you may have a condition.
Oh, no, man, look, I ain't all that, right? Trust me. I know all that. Trust me. You live your life. You got to live your life to the fullest, man. You know what I mean? You can never have a mindset of being disabled, no matter if you are a level of disability you got. You know what I'm saying? You can put your mind either on it. You can continue living your life. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm wrong, brother. I ain't really. Yeah. I don't get all technical into it, man. You know what I'm saying? When God bless you, you can wake up in the morning and you breathe that air, you got to change. So you got to keep going, never let that train stop. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm wrong. But, Jay, yo, hit me with the topic real quick. So I said, you know what I mean? Get back to the show.
What?
Hit me with a topic real quick so you get back to the show.
Hit you in a conference.
Hit me with a show.
Yeah.
Hit you where?
Hit me with a topic. Hit you with a topic.
Oh, hit you with the topic.
Yeah.
Have you ever had sex with somebody and as soon as you was done, soon as it was over, you regretted it?
Yeah. I think almost everybody has.
You want to elaborate?
Not specifically, but basically, like, almost everyone has been in a position where most men know that when we get horny, it becomes somebody else. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things that bother you. If you're not horny and drinking, like, things just look different. You know what I'm saying? Situations get different. in the right place in the right situation. And, bro, when you wake up or you see that happen and that reality kick right back in, yeah, you regret what you did. They can't take you back.
Yeah, you're right.
No, it's how you do it again.
Let me, I told everybody I was going to tell a story, what happened. People that know me know I got stories for days. But I got a story about that. It was a, I was in a relationship with somebody, and contrary to popular opinion, I'm not really a cheater. If I got one female and she doing as much as possible to keep me happy outside of the bed and inside of the bed, I'm a person, I'm satisfied. But it was a female that I knew one time, and I was in a relationship, and she kept trying to get in touch with me, and then when I would see her, and she would text me, you know, it was my fault, I was texting back. And periodically we had phone conversations, and you know, she told me this and what she would do and what she wanted to do and how she missed me. And then she caught me one night. I was hanging with my friends on the Ave, drinking Hennessy. I used to drink Hennessy. And everybody know Hennessy. When you drink Hennessy, you either want to fuck or fight. Anyway, she caught me on one of them Hennessy nights, and I'll tell you about this time first. So I wind up going to her house, and she was a big girl. Very big. So I told her, I said, the only way I'm going to come to your house, you have to come to the door butt naked with nothing on. Now, I thought she wouldn't do it because she was big as hell. So I was almost trying to get out of it without getting in it. But she said, nah, Jay Sean, you going to laugh at me. I said, no, I'm not going to laugh at you. I said, I want you to come to the door butt naked and answer the door. And we went back and forth for a minute. I said, listen, is nothing a skinny girl could do for me but show me where a big girl at. That's the only thing a skinny chick could do for me is show me. Only thing a skinny chick could do for me is show me where a big chick at. So that kind of put the icing on the cake. So she said she would come to the door naked. So I went to her. She lived in the building. I got there. I went up like a couple of flights in the elevator. I went up in the elevator. I got to her door. I knocked on her door. She opened the door and she stood behind the door. And I came in the door a little bit. I pushed the door. And she was naked. Um,
If you ever seen 300 pounds naked on somebody about 5 foot four, or if you ever seen somebody naked about 300 pounds on about 5 foot four, let me tell you, it's a sight to see. Anyway, we were in her bedroom and everything, and we start talking, and you know, I probably was drinking or smoking, and one thing led to another, and we start messing around. Now, I don't know how many people have had sex with big women before, but with big women, you really have to know what you're doing. You have to know the angles and the dangles. You got to know the ins and the outs. You know, it's almost like moving furniture. You ever move furniture and you know you're like, this couch won't fit won't fit in here, and you're like, yes, it will, turn it this way. It's almost like moving furniture. Who laughed? Who is that laughing? I'm serious now. Who is that? Anyway. It's almost like moving furniture. Trust me. It's you have to know the right angle. Now everybody know I love big women, so I'm not joking on big women. I done messed with a woman that was 600 pounds and had to sleep on two beds. So I'm not talking about big women. I love big women. My friend right now is big. She probably listening. I don't know. But listen. But anyway, let me finish with the story. So we start messing around. You know what I'm saying? Like, and with big women, you got to really, like I said, you really got to know what you're doing. It's certain positions you stay away from. I mean, unless if you got like 12 inches or something like that, you good. You know, but when you in the average range like me, it's certain positions that you stay away from, and you know which ones to do. Remember, I said it's like moving furniture. You have to know the angle of the dangle. But that don't got nothing to do with the story I'm telling you. So anyway, we start getting busy, you know what I'm saying, and her thighs is big as fuck, you know what I'm saying. I got her legs wide open, you know, doing my thing, you know, and turn her over, and hit, and then we doing it doggy style, you know. And then she said, can I get on top? Can I get on top? I'm like, hold up. you're on the wrong side of the menu right now. You're like, hold up. No, I got to build up to that. So anyway, we start, you know, we getting busy and shit. You know, anything. It wind up being good. You know what I'm saying? Because I like cushion. Because it's good for pushing. Pretty in the waist, big. Pretty in the face, big in the waist. Tight jeans, busting in the seams. I'm with all that. So, we finish. You know what I'm saying? And we laying in bed. And then she looked at me. And she said the magic words that I'll never forget to this day. Because don't forget, I had a woman. And she said to me, I finally got you to cheat on that bitch. And you know when you hear something, but you don't, you're not sure if you hear it? I wasn't really sure that I heard what she said. So I was like, what'd you say? She said, I finally got you to cheat on that bitch. And I said, oh, shit. That's what it was all about. This bitch was chasing me all them days and all them weeks and all them months because she wanted me to cheat on my woman. Now pay attention to this story. It's real. It's women out there in the world that just want to fuck your man because he got a woman. Yo, when she told me that, the first thing I thought about was my woman. And then I felt bad. And then I felt sad. And then I felt hurt and embarrassed and everything else with it. Like, yo, did this chick really just say she finally got me to cheat on my woman? Like, did she really just say that? That was the first thing she said when we stopped, when she bust and I bust, the first thing she said when I laid back was, I finally got you to cheat on that bitch. She was 1,000 bitches and whores under, I didn't tell her, under my breath, 1,000 bitches and whores and I had known her for years. And after that day, I haven't seen her to this day. I haven't talked to her. I have no intentions on talking to her. Because she played me like a piano. And all she wanted to do was get me to cheat. And that's what happened with us, fellas. We got to be careful because there's women out here just like that. All they want you to do is cheat on your woman, cheat on your wife. All they want you to do is cheat. So they could put it under their belt, another dick under their belt. They got you to cheat. And let me tell you, I felt so stupid. I was angry, but I felt stupid. Yeah, that's a real story. I finally got you to cheat on that bitch. That was her exact words. And somebody texted me and said that just got, somebody just texted me and said that got me so pissed off, that story. It's real. That's what. And did I have to? I didn't have to. She pursued me. She chased me. But I guess I was wrong.
Yeah.
What happened?
I said she didn't do nothing but what you allow her to do. You allow that.
I allowed that?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I did. And I felt like a fool when it was over. But it'll never happen again. Never. Let's see where we at tonight. It's 10:23. I'm not sleepy yet, so everybody should be glad about that. Wait a minute. If you're on the line and you want to go live, you got to press 1.
So she used you as a vendetta. Use the vendetta.
Huh?
Use the vendetta. She had a vendetta. She had a beef against whoever you was dealing with. That's what that was about.
Probably so.
It had to be. If she said that, it had to be like a beef. You know?
She knew who I was dealing with. She knew her. Or it could have been
whoever you was dealing with kept talking about you around her.
That probably was it.
And she like, you talking about him? And then she had to prove you wasn't what she was talking about. You know, could have been that too. It could have been, you know, a couple reasons. You know, but yeah, she made you, you felt, you know, I'm sure you did feel like, you know, like what they call, you know, exposed.
I felt like, you know? like like when she said that, I don't know how I felt.
You felt like what they, how, you know, how they say women feel sometimes when a guy said, okay, that's it, you can go now. You know?
Right.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that type of thing. Yeah. So,
when she told me that, she was like, I finally got you to cheat on that bitch. It caught me off guard.
Right. Yeah. That's the same thing. Yeah, that was a similar thing. You know, that was a experience. You got to experience that. You know, that emotion. That, you know, sometimes
women
it's women
out here like that.
Yeah. Both men and women. You know, I mean, you know, men will do it too. Try to, you know. Don't dig you, so they try to get at your woman because they don't like you. You know, and that's a way to get back at you. You know, so that's all. Sometimes it's just about people trying to get back at you indirectly, passive aggressive.
That's a good turn.
Yeah. You get at a person without having to do something directly to them, you know, but it affects them. And it, you know, and it took me a while to realize that.
Yes, that was my story right there. But I learned a valuable lesson that day.
What was the lesson?
I really did.
What was it? What was the lesson? Share the lesson.
The lesson was sometimes when you think you getting over on somebody, they might really be getting over on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought I was going there making her answer the door butt naked. I thought I was running shit. Every big butt you can't trust. And just because somebody tell you,
didn't
they care about
tell you that? BBB did Bell Biv DeVoe tell you that?
What?
BBB.
You have poison.
Yeah.
Don't trust a big butt and a smile. They damn sure did say that. Don't trust a big butt and a smile.
Yeah, so you got poison.
Yeah, she got me. I just couldn't believe that she said that to me.
Can't make
she
that
must,
shit up, Jeff.
You know what I mean? Like,
instead of you walking out with your chest poked out, you walked out with your head down. Huh?
I walked out mad as hell. To be honest with you, because she just told me in my face that
Yeah, that she played you, right? That you got played.
You didn't say it like that, but you
was a tool that she used.
Huh? Yeah, basically.
Right.
Pretty much.
You know? Yeah.
Well, yeah. Nothing to be ashamed
nothing
of.
To do about it.
Yeah. It happens, man. I mean, but. You know, the thing about the past, you get to learn from it, you know, and move forward.
God willing.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, the worst thing is letting the past hold you hostage. And
right.
some people, you know, yeah. Yeah. Some people struggle with that. Everybody is not able to let go of the past. Some people struggle with it.
That's a
fact. As I say, there's more room right there in front of me.
Oh, I know what I wanted to say was who was it said that women, you know, women keep a lot of secrets. And that was like when you said, Jay, that, you know, sometimes a man don't know what his woman wants. Now, if she puts on a persona that, you know, things that she did, because sometimes a woman will present herself to you in a way where you won't even feel comfortable asking her to do certain things because the way that she present herself to you. And she will continue to present herself to you because, you know, sometimes she may feel that's what you want. You know, like, you know, she may not, you may make her feel like, you don't want her to be a freak, and she'll live up to that for you. And meanwhile, you know, it's persona. So that's a way where people won't really know what you have or what they want. You say you ask them, you know. Everybody don't, you know, ask about, look, I want to try this, I want to try that. You know, so Everybody won't know. Now, on the other hand, I think sometimes it's okay. You do have, you know, sexual freedom with certain individuals. Some people you just may have just a sexual chemistry, but then there's nothing else other than that. So, you know, you have to be careful with that, because now you got a sexual chemistry. After the sex gone, you have nothing else. And I think that's what happens to a lot of people nowadays, that they have sexual chemistry but nothing else. So now what are you going to build after the sex is over? You can't build anything because you don't have no other connection other than sex. So, you know, we have to choose. Y'all heard me, right? Hello?
Definitely.
Oh, y'all heard me? Oh, okay. Wifey said she didn't think y'all heard me. Wow. Yeah, but, you know.
Big fat.
Yeah, you know, so, but, you know, normally, you know, I normally just speak about, you know, I don't really speak too much about the relationships too often. You know, I normally speak about, you know, self-help with us as individuals and us as a people. But, you know, relationships are a part of that, because in order for us to help ourselves, we have to be able to navigate through our relationships in a healthy way, and that's both men and women, family members, all of that. We have to be able to navigate, and I think, you know, that's something that we have to get better with, navigating our relationships, communicating, and allowing people to be who they are and not chastising them because they're not what we want them to be. And I think that happens far too often in relationships, where you being chastised for who you are, and you're growing into who you're going to be, but you're being chastised for who you are, and it stunts your growth, and it makes you sometimes not want to reveal certain things out of fear of being chastised or out of trying to keep the peace.
Right.
You know? So that happens far too often, and I think it, you know, I can't say it just happened with, you know, with just men from women, because I guess some men make women feel that way as well. But we have to be able to, in a relationship, create a safe space with each other where you feel comfortable talking about whatever it is you want to talk about without feeling like it's got to be dragged on, or you got to keep talking about it for months or weeks, you know? Or every time the person think about it, they want to talk about it. You know, that type of stuff.
Right. Let's talk.
You know? So, any ladies on the line that agree, disagree, or, you know,
probably ain't no ladies on the line.
Let me ask you a question. I found myself
in my relationship at a point where I'm going to be straight up. I ain't going to go to her story. All right, I don't feel she does what I want. I feel she does what she wants for me. Am I right or am I wrong?
So what? Now you're saying what? She does what you... Go ahead.
Okay. For example, right? She bought me an outfit for my birthday, right?
Right.
Now, that's something that... No, let me say that. She wasn't there out to eat today. That's not what I wanted to do.
Right.
All right, so it's my birthday. Why are you doing what you think I was going to do? Am I wrong for thinking that?
Okay, so you're saying that she, instead of her asking you what you really want for your birthday, she's choosing what she want to do for your birthday. You said
right.
Like that? Right. Okay. All right.
Now take that right there.
Right.
And put that with the whole relationship.
Oh, okay.
You feel me?
Right. Okay.
Am I wrong for that, or how does that shit work? I know time sinks. 50-50, I understand that. Give it or take it. I respect that. But when it's to the point where I just explain to you, how are you giving that?
Right. Well, the thing in relationships is, okay, sometimes relationships have a tendency... First of all, very rare, almost never, relationships are 50-50.
Right.
70-30, 60-40, you know, and they vary.
Yeah, 60-40.
And they vary from individual to individual. So now may be the time where, okay, in relationships you're going to have to compromise. Going to end up doing some things you don't want to do for the sake of the relationship and how you feel about the person. And in a healthy relationship, they will do it for you as well. You know? So that's a given in relationships. It's a given that, okay, as you said, okay, she want to go to dinner. You may not want to go to dinner, but you're going to go to dinner to keep her happy. Okay,
right.
So it may be something later on that you don't want to do, I mean that you want to do that she doesn't want to do that she's going to do for you. Now, when it comes to where it's 90-10, then it starts becoming a problem, and if it's that, and that's a long term situation, then it becomes a problem. Then you just feel like, look, this is too much. I got to move on. But if like I said, if it varies, you know, that you end up, you know, you end up giving 40% and she giving 60 and then it reverse, then that's a healthy relationship, because that's just how relationships seem to work for whatever reason. You know?
Right. Okay. So I was like, damn, like, I was getting mad, not mad, but I was acting mad, but, like, damn, like, should we just chill? Like, yeah? Especially if you don't get to spend as much time with that person, you're going to be in a restaurant at a birthday, like, and you know, after the restaurant, you know what I mean? Y'all got to separate. You might spend as much quality time person as possible, you see?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you definitely want to do that. And as an individual, you have to weigh that. You have to determine what's your tolerance level. You know, each of us have a different tolerance level. So some people can tolerate it getting less for a longer period of time than another person could. You know, so giving more, as Jay Sean said before, some people are givers, some people are takers. So in a perfect relationship, in a good relationship or a healthy relationship, it's give and take, as you said. It's give and take.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that's what, you know, that's what we all looking for. We all looking for a relationship where we could be comfortable in, where we can be, you know, happy for, you're not going to be happy every day because every day ain't sunny. But as long as you're happy with who you are, you could be comfortable even when you're not even experiencing happy times with each other. When you're going through, you know, hardships, because you're going to go through hardships, you're going to go through disagreements. I don't know any, you know, couple that agrees on everything. You know,
right.
That normally don't happen. I mean, if that happens, that's one of those anomalies. You know, for the most part, you're going to disagree about some things, and it's not about disagreeing. It's about being able to disagree in a healthy way, because there's things that are healthy and unhealthy in relationships. I don't like to say good and bad, because good and bad is based on a belief system, you know, and if you believe different, then what's good for you going to be different than what's good for a right along or for someone else. And I think when we start saying right or wrong, we start treating our significant other like a child, you know. Like our children, we start trying to teach our children right and wrong. I don't think we should try to teach our significant other right or wrong. We should try to teach them what's healthy and unhealthy for our relationships. You know, this is healthy for our relationship. This is unhealthy for our relationship. You know, that type of thing. Because when you start saying, well, you wrong, now it becomes a battle, because I may not believe I'm wrong. I may believe I'm right. Now we battle it. But if it's healthy and unhealthy, now we could agree, okay, is this healthy? Is this bringing us closer? Or is this pulling us apart? So that's the key in, you know, building relationships, being able to, because some conversations, you got to cut them. Some conversations are unhealthy. Some conversations, if the conversation is making both of you feel uncomfortable and get angry, then that conversation don't need to be had. Then you may need to table it or find a better way to have that conversation. Because trying to force a conversation and both of y'all feel uncomfortable or start getting angry, how healthy is that for your relationship? So that's something that, you know, we as, you know, couples have to, you know, deal with, have to get to understand, to be able to figure out what it is. Why do you think a lot of relationships end or people running cheap? Because they can't communicate properly. Now, and most times a person, people don't just run out to cheat. Cheating is a process. Most people just don't run out and just go jump into bed with somebody. They end up having something where, okay, this person is communicating with you and you're not arguing with this person. Now you get a little more comfortable, and bam, now you're having sex. You know? So it's, or, you know, you just trying to get away from your daily activity, your daily life. So it's a number of different things, or just you just used to having multiple people in your life, and you got to get past it, or you never could get past it. Some of us can work through it. We can get past it for the sake of somebody that we care about, that we love, you know. And my aspect, it was for me something I was used to doing. I was used to, you know, being unfaithful. So it wasn't easy for me to break it. So you hear me speak about being unfaithful. It was a struggle that I went through. That I had to fight, that I had to fight because I did it the majority of my life, you know? And I realized that it was unhealthy for my relationship because of what it was doing to my wife, you know? And that's what happened. And as I said, I've known my wife since I was 20 years old. So, when I speak on certain things, it's based on my life experience for the most part and things that I've seen. So it's all about, you know, us knowing what our limits is and us placing the limits on ourselves, because no one can really place limits on you. You have to place your own limits and boundaries on yourself due to how you feel about the other person.
Yeah. That's because for me, I didn't have a father growing up. You know what I'm saying? My mother, I had my mother, my grandmother, and my great-grandmother. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when I got into the relationship, you know, I'm like, I'm thinking, okay, the money, check. The house, check. Romance, check. You know, I'm thinking I got everything checked. And I thought that's all it took. You know what I mean? I like this. We tried this. And then time just checked. Oh, eating time. 3 years. Boom, it's over. 9 months later, I did the same thing. 3 times in a row. 3 times in a row. 5 kids got in the situation. You know what I'm saying? And it's right. Like, in my last relationship, I was there for, I had took my last 2 kids. So somebody got a bad echo. Yeah. All right, there you go. My last relationship, I was with her for 10 years. We had 2 kids. A boy and a girl. Okay, and I always thought that, like, we'll get married and things like that, you know what I'm saying? But once things wasn't working, I didn't know you stay and work that shit out. I always just thought, like, if it ain't working on it, that's it, it's over. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But now that I see and I'm hearing older people talking and seeing how my dogs I met, you know, recently, I see how they act with their kids, and they're not happy at home, but they're not leaving home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. I know exactly what you're saying. And that comes with growth. I mean, that used to be my thing, you know. In relationships, it was like, you know, it ain't working, you get on my nerves, I'm out.
Yeah, right.
I'm out. So, right.
Someone's on a speaker. Or like, it's a bad echo.
Hold on. I got you. What up, Dre? That's me. My bad.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Like I said, I used to do the same thing. You know, once I got married, you know, it didn't change automatically because I don't want people to think that marriage is like a magic pill that's going to make everything all right, you know, because it's not. Marriage is not a magic pill. It's a commitment based on how each individual perceives it. See, before I would say to anybody, before you get married, you guys sit down and define what you see marriage as and what you expect from the marriage. You know, because you can get married and both of y'all have two different views. And you clash. You're going to clash because you both have two different views on marriage. So it's you know, as elders or as the ones who have experience, yeah, we should share with each other. Everyone who is older, we should share with the younger people. That's how we correct what's going wrong in our community, by sharing with those who are open. You can't share if a person is not willing to listen, or, you know, they're not open to it. But those who are willing to listen, who are open, you share information. You give them, you know, insight. As you said, you didn't know. So 10 years you threw the relationship away because things start going bad. But the reality is, no relationship stays good and happy the whole relationship. You go through, you know, peaks and valleys. You know, it's at the peak now. Everything's good. You hit the valley, things are going crazy. You go back and you level it out, and it's up and down. You know, yeah. And you do your best now. If you, and not to say that in a relationship it may not end, but you give it your all. You give it all because of who, if you feel that for the person, if you feel that the person is worth it, and you're willing to give more, because some people bring out different things in you. You know?
For me, it's like, I'm disabled. I understand that. Literally, I ain't the best-looking girl in the world. If your average brain would be like, oh, he should be lucky someone gave him. Some people think like that. He'd be drunk. But for me, I don't know, bro. I cannot allow rules and regulations. It's certain things you're not going to do. And I'm just stuck like that, and I can't change that. I feel like you're not going to disrespect me, that's number one. Because I feel like if you're taking care of a woman and you're being there for your woman, right? And if you go outside and you don't even have to argue with people outside, how am I going to come home to where we live and we build this thing we got and argue here? I don't feel two people have to argue. I think arguing was given to us. I feel like we adapted arguing and manifested into this thing that it is called anger. If there's only two people, me and you, my brain and your brain, and we're in a situation, why we can't figure this shit out?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that goes to what I was saying earlier, Dre. Like, certain conversations we have to learn to either table or that we can't have. If every time you talk, if you with an individual and 8 out of 10 times you talk about a certain type of conversation and it turns into an argument, then you have to realize, okay, we can't talk about this, because until we can speak about this in a healthy way where neither one of us are in our emotions and getting angry and saying things that, you know, because you start arguing, you're going to say things that are hurtful and it separates you. It doesn't bring you closer. So that's what arguing does. Arguing is not something that's going to bring you closer. You it's from anger, and it's from disagreeing with each other, and both people want to make their point. So at some point, if both of us want to make our point and neither one of us seeing the other's point, then we may not need to talk about that particular topic.
Go ahead. You know what you do? Okay. You take your point. Then I take my point, right? Then we take ourselves as educated, right from wrong people, right? And put ourselves in between that, right? And think logical. Think realistic. Not your way, not my way. Even if the realistic interferes with what I believe, it still, we know if we don't be saved, we know where we're going, right? But we know that for a fact. So why do I get that? Why go against Tommy Fink? Not your truth, not my truth. Why go against Tommy Fink?
I mean that's easier said than done. Like you're perfectly right. If something makes sense, but the thing is, because you're different people, what makes sense to you may not make sense to her. And what makes sense to her may not make sense to you. So that's why when it comes to the common sense, sometimes we just have to table certain conversations. We have to table them and maybe try to come back to it later. Like, as you said, you want to be able to speak about it in a rational way. But once the emotions come in where you get angry or your feelings is hurt, it's no more rational. It's not rational anymore because it's coming from a place of feelings. So it's not. So then that's when the conversation goes left. It goes awry. You know. So that's the thing. That's the thing with having those types of conversations where we have to learn how to have certain type of conversations, and we have to grow. Each of us grow each and every day we're alive. We should be growing. We should be evolving to be a better version of who we are each and every day. That should be our goal. If we're doing that, then maybe we're not able to have this conversation today, next week, but maybe next month we may be able to have that conversation because we both have elevated.
Right.
You know?
If you're 8 years old, you're not doing the same things you were doing when you were 1 year old. When you're 18 years old, you're not doing the same thing you were doing when you were 8 years old. When you're 28 years old, you're not doing the same thing you're not doing the same thing you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. But unfortunately, Yeah, but unfortunately, like you said, there's certain things we can change automatically. There's certain things in our character we can change at the drop of a hat. There's certain things we struggle with changing. And then there's certain things, like you said, that we're not going to change. Like you said, look, I don't want you. You don't want to be arguing with the person that you love in your house when you can be on the street and don't argue with nobody. And you come home and you have to argue. That's something that you may. That's something. Look, you don't want to do. You may not want to change that because that's a part of your inner peace. You know, so you don't want to have to. You don't want to break your inner peace, because if a person loves you enough, then they will be willing to, you know, try to work through that with you. Okay, I don't want my peace to be broken, and I don't want to break your peace. So at some point, we got to find a way that we both can be comfortable. What right. What can we do to make both of us comfortable? Because it's not fair for me for you to be feeling the turmoil and I'm at peace, or vice versa. So in the relationship, that's what we have to find. We have to find that medium. That medium right. where both of us, you know, that's it, where both of us can be comfortable. And that becomes the struggle sometimes. It becomes a struggle.
That balance.
But, yeah, yeah. Exactly. You got to find that balance, and that's something you learn and you grow into as you maneuver through your relationships. Now, if every time you get in a relationship it get a little hectic, you move on. Guess what? You never learn the proper skills to work through difficult situations. You never learn because you leave. So
right.
when you stay. When you stay and you deal with those complex, difficult situations, now you start to learn how to maneuver through them. Like it's like walking through the landmine and knowing which way to step without blowing yourself up.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that's, you know, that's where it's at with, you know, relationships. It's, you know, yeah, they can be beautiful, but then sometimes they can be painful and ugly and hurtful, you know? So, you know, we just got to, you know, take the good with the bad.
Stay the course.
Yeah, that's it.
Stay the course, because, you know, being that you're feeling about it, you definitely care about it, so. You already know you got to stay the course. You just got to find a balance, like Big Brother was saying. You know, Elder Shadi, man, definitely appreciate you, beloved. Yeah, man.
I'm down. Appreciate
big
you.
Big right there, man, for real, man. Yeah, man, take it all in stride, man, and take your time. Don't make brash decisions. Put on emotions. You know, like I said, you passed the point of right now. You can't really come up with a solution. How to focus. I mean, beware of that.
Yeah, I don't care what they say about you, Shadi. You all right with me, brother?
You good with me, too, bro. Good with me, too, brother.
Yeah, where Unc at, man? Unc, you there?
Don't tell me he done passed out. Start seeing out when it's toward nine.
Yeah, man. Anybody else want to chime in that's on the line? Because we have not, we're going to get ready to close it out for the night, man. I got to go feed my chicken.
Yeah, for sure. Sure.
It's been a hell of a show. I appreciate everybody joining us tonight. You already know, right. Same spot, same place, 8 o'clock p.m. next Friday. I know Lisa's show is on Thursday. Shadi, you on Saturday now, right?
Yeah. I'll be on tomorrow at 7 o'clock. So, you know, anybody on the line, tune in. Same number at 7 o'clock from 7 to 8. Tune in.
Okay.
Well, and Dre, Dre, man, I appreciate you, man. We about to turn up, man. I'm trying to save a little bit more energy for your birthday, man.
Yo.
You're ready.
Peace.
But, man, please, peace, love, everybody be safe, man. You could have been anywhere else tonight, but you came here with us. And I appreciate y'all, man. And hope to hear y'all next week, man. Yeah, have a good night.
All right. Peace.
All right.
Peace. Thank you.